Listening to Cassie Huff on ABC Radio South Australia and Broken Hill.
Weather's up next, but in the meantime, former Test cricketer Brad Hogg will once again be returning to South Australia as part of the Farmer Mates Mental Health Initiative. This year, the revitalised program is going to include a new podcast series to increase mental health awareness and reduce stigma, and Brad Hogg explains the new approach.
Oh, look, we're adding a podcast to the toolbox this year, Growing Futures Australia, with the mental health program, and it's going to be run by a psychology student, Emily Sullivan. So she's got eight episodes out there, which is exceptional listening to provide or add tools to the toolbox for people out there that are going through tough times. It's for those people that don't want to get to the field days or feel as though that they can't speak up, and you know, it's just adding those extra tools to get them on the right path to move forward and say, right, well, I do need a little bit of help. This is the way that I can go and get the help. And hopefully it provides that initiative where they move forward, get involved with their communities, find that help in their communities, but also find the help elsewhere where the resources are there for them.
You'd be well aware of the conditions in South Australia. I mean, Western Australia had difficult conditions last year as well, but the drought here continues. You are going to be coming to the York Peninsula Field Days in September, at the end of September. What do you think people are getting out of these visits you're doing to things like the field days, given you've been doing them for a few years now?
Yeah, I was out in Pinaroo earlier on in the year too, and just going out that particular area, it was just so dry out there. So I'm feeling for those farmers out there, but through the peninsulas as well, being out there for the last couple of years and starting to really get some good contacts out there with farmers out there and seeing what they're going through. It's just difficult to see the struggles that they're going through. But I think the one important thing that's with us going out there is to make sure that we can help farmers get their heads high and just find those options that they've got moving forward to be able to keep sustainable and make sure that, you know, if things don't go that well this year, there's still options for the following year to make that comeback. And, you know, everything in the world, everything in life, there's always going to be challenges that you don't know that are around the corner that are going to come and they're unexpected. And I think that's probably the most important message out there is keep those communities strong, but be what Australians are always good at, and that's being there for your mate. And through those tough times, and we're going through an extremely tough time at the moment, especially through those South Australian areas, so we really need to stick together and get through it.
And just sort of tapping into what you were saying there, talking to psychologists, is quite important for farmers to focus on things they can control at the moment, and obviously the weather is not one of them, but looking after your mental health is something people can work towards. What do you think the strength of a program like Farmer Mates Mental Health is?
It just makes people aware that there is help out there and there are people out there that really care about what's going on in the ag industry and out in those remote areas. And I think it's also very important to get the message out there that there is help there for you. And talking to the, not just farmers, but the ag support industries like your bankers, your accountants, the guys that sell ag equipment and also ag products that really keep the farms going. They're all out there to try and help the farmers as well. And they know that the farmers are going through a tough time and that those particular industries are going through a tough time as well, because if the farmers are not buying from them, well, all of a sudden it's affecting their bottom line. So it's just a roll-on effect. But the message is out there that we're all in it together and we're all trying to move forward and find ways to keep everything sustainable and keep everyone in the industry, because we want to make sure that we keep those communities together, number one, but also keep everyone up and afloat and earning a good income as well.
We know you're going to the York Peninsula Field Days. Where else are you heading this year?
We're going to the York Peninsula, yes, Elmore Field Days, also Darren Machinery Field Day, the Australian Summer Grains Conference in the Gold Coast, that's in July, and the Tractor and Machinery Association Australian Annual Conference in Melbourne on 24th of July. But also, just going around, we're just trying to help farmers or supply them with a few more tools to put in their toolbox to cope with these tough scenarios. You know, when people are going through a tough time as well, it's not really trying to find the solution as such for the person. It's about asking the right questions so that then they they can start talking about it, and then finding those options where, all right, I've got this option, that option, oh, I've got a few more options than I actually thought of, and that can help me get out of this little tough spot. So that's probably the main message from Grain Producers Australia that we're trying to get out there this year, and that's with the help of Emily Sullivan as well.
Farmer Mates Mental Health Initiative Ambassador Brad Hogg, and Brad will be at the White Peak Field Days this year, so if you're keen to catch up with him, I know he's gone to a few field days here in South Australia over the years, so yeah, I'm sure he'll be well worth a visit. Well, to the Bureau of Meat